good and bad karma. Enlightenment seekers often ask, how can we eliminate all bad karma? But dear one, there is no such thing as bad karma. This may surprise you, for it is common to label some karmic situations as bad. But what you must understand is that it is not the karma itself that is bad, but rather your perception of it. When you become conscious and aware, you reduce the chances of sowing ill karma. All forms of karma are transcendent, and even situations that seem unpleasant or negative can help you grow spiritually if you handle them consciously. The key is to embrace them with grace and wisdom. If you consume a whole bottle of alcohol now, you will suffer from a hangover tomorrow. Isn't the hangover a form of negative karma? If you already knew the possible consequences of drinking excessively, why not make a more deliberate decision from the start? Why let your emotions or desires override your reasoning? Take this lesson to heart. Adversity and negative events in life can bring forth profound wisdom. The way you choose to react to them can determine the course of your life. You can use them as a tool to guide you in navigating life's challenges or let them consume you with resentment and regret. It's similar to the concept of fire. Unless you have seen or experienced it, you won't know that it burns. Once you have knowledge of its dangers, however, you can use that knowledge to your advantage. In the same way, you can use the wisdom gained from adversity to help you grow and thrive in life. Ultimately, the choice is yours. You can either allow adversity to defeat you or embrace it as a catalyst for personal growth and development. It is futile to try to avoid karma, for it will only accumulate if left unresolved. Instead, be a watcher of these events and deal with them with ultimate calmness and consciousness. Understand that it is through karma that you have been reborn again, so learn to deal with them as they come to you, with a heart full of acceptance and love. One powerful tool to alleviate many forms of karma is the practice of merit-making. Merit-making involves creating positive actions that generate good karma, from acts of kindness and generosity to sharing knowledge and wisdom. By engaging in such practices, you create a reservoir of positive energy that can help you transcend any negative karma that comes your way. Remember, dear one, all forms of karma are good, for they offer an opportunity for spiritual growth and evolution. Embrace them with open arms and a heart full of love and watch as you transcend to new heights of consciousness.